Ohio Auditor Dave Yost issued a short statement to reporters saying he was pleased Jobs Ohio had voluntarily responded to the request for records he wants to audit. A spokeswoman for Yost says the auditor was not in his office at the time the documents were handed over, but he would be reviewing the information in the coming days. Jobs Ohio spokeswoman Laura Jones says the organization complied with Yost's subpoena, but also thinks the auditor is overstepping his authority by conducting an audit of Jobs Ohio.
This is an overreach on the auditor's part that could impact private companies, charities, other nonprofits, having them open their books up. Any of those that would have received any public funds basically opens their books up to the auditor's review.
Jones says her organization is giving back state dollars it's used in the past.
Jobs Ohio will refund the $1 million and startup money that the General Assembly appropriated, and Jobs Ohio Beverage System, the former Ohio Business Development Coalition, will also refund any grant dollars as of July of 2011.
Jones says the auditor is mistaken in thinking he has the authority to audit Jobs Ohio. Jones says her organization wants the Ohio legislature to pass a bill that clarifies the state auditor has no authority to audit Jobs Ohio in the future. Republican House Speaker Bill Batchelder says the legislature doesn't plan to take up a bill like that right now because he thinks the Ohio Supreme Court needs to weigh in on the issue first.
I'm just totally blown away by this.
Batchelder says the existing law that created Jobs Ohio makes it clear that Yost does not have the authority to audit that corporation.
I presume that if he is upheld, then we are going to have difficulty having Jobs Ohio operate.
When asked what he thinks will come out of Yost's investigation into Jobs Ohio, Batchelder responds this way.
I can't predict what he's going to do. The man's erratic.
But Democratic State Representative Matt Lundy says Auditor Yost has every right to audit Jobs Ohio because Ohio taxpayers are essentially serving as stockholders in that company. And Lundy says some of the things that are allegedly happening at Jobs Ohio now would never fly if a government agency were doing them.
Can you imagine, though, if we would have created a Department of Development where we were going to spend over $360,000 on office furniture, and we were going to have a coffee bar and some flat-screen TVs, and half of the staff was going to make over $100,000, there would be public outrage.
Lundy says Governor Kasich needs to account for how public dollars are being spent.
The governor needs to stop hiding from the public through his spokesperson. He created this unaccountable slush fund, secret society, and the governor needs to admit this is bad for Ohio. He made a mistake.
Lundy says Jobs Ohio needs to go back to being a publicly run development department so taxpayers know how their money is being spent. Another Democratic lawmaker, John Carney, says there's a big difference between Jobs Ohio and other private organizations that receive government money. Carney notes virtually all of the money Jobs Ohio receives comes from the state. And he has one word for the plan by Jobs Ohio to refund some of the public money already paid into it. Ridiculous.
The idea of paying back public money with public money and saying we've made everybody whole is one of the more ridiculous statements I think I've heard this week, and that's saying a lot around the General Assembly.
In a hand-delivered letter to members of the General Assembly, Auditor Yost says the jurisdiction of his office does not extend to any private corporation that accepts a public dollar. But he says Jobs Ohio is different because the board members are appointed by the governor and state liquor profits that are its primary funding method were given to it by lawmakers. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.